Hello, everyone. Welcome to Minghui Radio, bringing you podcasts of stories relating to the persecution of Falun Gong in China, insights and experiences gained by practitioners during the course of their cultivation, special items of interest, and music composed and performed by DAFA practitioners. In today's podcast, we bring you an experience-sharing article from the 12th China Fahui on the Minghui website, entitled Overcoming Interference While Suing the Former Chinese Dictator, by a Falun Gong practitioner in China.
China Fahui, Overcoming Interference While Suing the Former Chinese Dictator, by a Falun Gong practitioner in China. Greetings to Master and fellow practitioners. Since this May, victims in the persecution of Falun Gong began filing criminal complaints against the former Chinese dictator, Jiang Zemin. At the same time, there have been endless tribulations for participants of my FA study group and other practitioners that I know. The following are my understandings from my experiences in the past several months. The lawsuits and our local situation. When I heard about the movement of suing Jiang in May, I knew I had to do it, but I wasn't sure how. I waited to see what other practitioners would do so that I could follow suit. By the end of May, a practitioner who was in charge of important truth clarification projects was arrested. This was a diligent practitioner, and we weren't sure how this could have happened. The practitioner's husband was upset about her being arrested because of her practice of Falun Gong and refused to work with the practitioners. He insisted on paying off the authorities to get his wife released. It seemed to work, and we were glad to learn that the practitioner was placed under administrative detention instead of long-term sentencing and would likely be released soon. However, the authorities began to come up with more excuses to demand more money. We saw what we did wrong. We relied on a non-practitioner to do what practitioners should have done. The evil forces exploited this gap. We quickly launched a series of rescue efforts. Some called the authorities who were responsible for her arrest. Some wrote to them, and others sent righteous thoughts near the detention center. Everyone in the neighboring FA study groups spent almost all of their time on rescuing this practitioner and paid hardly any attention to suing Jiang. To make matters worse, the rescue effort was taking a downturn. At this time, a practitioner from out of town called me and asked what I was up to. When I told her, she said, "Don't you know that the most important thing now is suing Jiang?" A shockwave came from inside me, and I was awakened. I shared with the local practitioners, and it became clear to us that suing Jiang is an important milestone in FA rectification, and everything in the cosmos revolves around it. The identities of Falun Gong practitioners were never open information before, and the authorities have constantly worked on obtaining this so as to arrest practitioners. When it comes to suing Jiang, the practitioners must provide personal information not just to anyone, but to the procuratorates and courts and the institutions that specialize in persecuting them. Suing Jiang means that a practitioner should practice openly and nobly and stop having any fear, which is the ultimate denial of the old forces arrangement. This signifies that even rescuing incarcerated practitioners must revolve around suing Jiang, because it is the most effective way to destroy the evil and rescue the practitioners. We then realized that the movement of suing Jiang will hit every nerve of human society. It will save those who are still deceived by the Chinese regime's lies about Falun Gong, especially the public servants, officers of the court, and officials in the judicial system. We knew we needed to focus on these people in our rescue efforts. During this time, I read a news article on Minghui.org about a practitioner's defense lawyer who openly accused Jiang in court of being an enemy of the state. This made me realize that suing Jiang has had a positive impact on people, helping them to accurately view the situation. When When we got our thoughts straightened out based on the FA principles, we knew that we had to inform the government officials about the persecution and the lawsuits against Jiang. They needed the opportunity to take a stance against Jiang and to have a bright future. We also needed to begin to work on suing Jiang, because this is the historical mission Teacher has given us. We gathered information on all the lawyers in the city. Two practitioners who were also relatives of the arrested practitioner worked with me to talk to these lawyers in the name of hiring them to rescue the practitioner. The first lawyer we met frankly told us that there was an official order forbidding him from taking Falun Gong cases. He then gave an example of a person who was arrested for practicing Falun Gong. The person in his story was, in fact, me. I looked into his eyes and told him how Falun Gong wasn't an evil practice and that the Chinese Communist Party, the CCP, was the evil one. I showed him that there wasn't any legal basis for the persecution, and he couldn't believe his eyes. The next dozen lawyers we visited were also shocked to learn that the persecution was, in fact, illegal. Most of them, after learning the true situation behind the persecution, were willing to take our case, believing that the practitioner had not committed any crime. While we were visiting the lawyers, I was preparing my complaint against Jiang. 3 days after we began clarifying the truth to the lawyers, the arrested practitioner was released. While the local practitioners were preparing their complaints, two of them were arrested. This hit us very hard, and suddenly we felt tremendous pressure and felt defeated. Fear spread among us, and we stopped communicating. The rescue effort stopped, and so was the progress in suing Jiang. I received the confirmation of receipt of my complaints from the Supreme Procuratorate and the Supreme Court. Looking at the confirmation, I realized that the two arrests were the evil factors interfering with our ongoing work of suing Jiang. They wanted to create panic and fear among the practitioners. I went to other practitioners one by one, showing them the confirmation I received. They were encouraged and quickly realized that we shouldn't fall into the evil forces' trap. We must follow the path paved for us, and that was the best way to disintegrate the evil and rescue practitioners. By the end of July, 7 of us had successfully filed lawsuits, and one of the two arrested practitioners was released, turning interference into an advantage. Before the second practitioner was released, a young practitioner, Miss Meng, an alias, became severely ill. She was emaciated with a very swollen abdomen. Ms. Meng lived out of town, and her mother, who was also a practitioner, went to take care of her. They didn't know other practitioners and for a few years were isolated in their practice. They came back to town to be with practitioners they knew. The next day, Ms. Meng was hospitalized and near death. Ms. Meng was in terrible shape, and I didn't want other practitioners, especially the new ones, to feel hopeless and sad in this situation and slow down the progress in suing Jiang. I met with her in the hospital and encouraged her to look within. She told me that she tried, but it didn't help. Teacher said, quote, "The FA can break all attachments. The FA can destroy all evil. The FA can shatter all lies. And the FA can strengthen righteous thoughts." End quote. Drive out interference in essentials for further advancement too. We then studied Teacher's article, FA Teaching Given at the 2015 New York FA Conference, together. Teacher said in this article, quote, "But in a setting like that, it really is terribly hard to become aware of one's shortcomings, isn't it? It really is, indeed. When everyone you encounter there thinks in the way that they do, and the way people act toward one another is the way that it is, what are you going to do?" End quote. Quote, "Well, you have DAFA, and the old forces see it this way too and think, you're a DAFA disciple, aren't you? So you should be cultivating in line with DAFA and doing things based on what DAFA requires. End quote. Quote, and that is indeed the case. End quote. I told Ms. Meng that teacher did not want us to delay in saving people and that she must sue Zheng as well. The practitioner who was good at computers has been arrested, and many older practitioners needed your computer skills to type up their complaints and put them on the internet. You have unfinished work to do, and it's not time to stay in the hospital. Her eyes opened up, and she nodded. When other practitioners and I sent righteous thoughts in the hospital, I saw teacher and a high-level being eliminate strange creatures above Miss Meng's bed. I knew we were on the right path again. A few days later, Ms. Meng was discharged from the hospital. After Ms. Meng returned home, she helped many practitioners get their complaints ready and uploaded copies of their complaints to the internet. While she was helping other practitioners, her health gradually improved. The evil forces wanted to slow us down by making Ms. Meng sick, but instead brought us a practitioner with the skills we needed desperately at the time. By the end of July, the second practitioner was released. Four more practitioners successfully filed lawsuits against Jiang in August, eliminating human attachments and improving as a whole. There are some elderly practitioners who couldn't read or write very well among our local practitioners. I felt duty-bound to help them write their criminal complaints against Jiang. After I helped a practitioner with her complaint, I accompanied her to go to different places in the city for days to verify some names and locations where the persecution took place. We ran into many difficulties. We looked within in the process, and a phrase came to the practitioner's mind. Let go of your attachments, including the attachments to life and death. Let go of attachments to life and death, so you have no more attachments. The practitioner realized that things did not go smoothly as a result of her not having let go of her concerns about life and death. She had only one thought afterwards. I'll do whatever Master says, and I entrust everything to Master. Soon after that, we were able to mail out her criminal complaint against Jiang. However, she did not get the confirmation receipt from the Supreme Procuratorate for days. She thought, suing Jiang is what Master wants. Nobody can stop it. She sent her criminal complaint again and got the receipt shortly thereafter. Another practitioner originally thought that suing Jiang was dangerous and thought of using an alias to do so. I shared with her a vision I had. The practitioner arrived at the gate of a magnificent heavenly paradise where she was kept out by angels. Who are you? An angel asked. The practitioner told her alias to the angel, who then went through the list looking for the alias, but failed. The practitioner then realized that suing Jiang is the mission and glory of every Dafa disciple. She then completed her criminal complaint against Jiang and successfully filed it. Another group of practitioners I know got ready to file their criminal complaints against Jiang in September. The momentum of bringing Jiang to justice is on the rise.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio Podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.